001, Chodesh Halvavos, Thursday night, Shar HaKniyah, Perek Beis. We're up to page Kuf Tzadik Vav, the second perek in Shar HaKniyah. So the Chodesh Halvavos says that there are three categories of Kniyah, which, that's the Chodesh Halvavos' word for humbleness, for submissiveness. So the first category is mistakenly called Kniya, the Chodesh Halvavos says, and it's when people either let other people take advantage of them, or they have a low self-image, or they say, I'm not able to do this. They're like animals, he says, a very nichna to people. That's not a good thing, it's a chisara, not a maila. So we were myrick in previous weeks about that category. Achelik Hasheni, on Bav Kuf Tzadik Vav, Akniya Lufnei Yodom, this is already a correct type of Kniya. It can't be condemned, but it's not a mida, it's not a worked out mida. It's situational. Imit Neshehem Sholtim Olav, you're nichnat to people, because they indeed have the upper hand over you. They're going to usher bidei oivoi, let's say a prisoner, to his captor, v'ayvot lefnei rabo. Oh, machmas kikus olohem. You need someone. You need a loan from a rich person. So you have to be nichna to that person. V'godol tzrichuso l'mashe birshusom. You need a doctor. So you want the doctor to take you, and he has a waiting list. So you have to wait 6 months. So when you speak to him to take you right away, you want to hear a guy speak back. No, you say, you don't put on ears. You don't say, you better take me or else. You say, maybe, please, you could squeeze me in. It would be such a big favor to me. That's when you hear someone talk the kinia. So you need them. So it's not, you didn't work on your midas. You're not a better person. You're going to walk out to the doctor's office. You're going to step on the first person you see. You're not a better person, but you act that way in this situation because the situation calls for it. Or any employee, you're very careful how you talk to your employer. You laugh at his jokes, and you know that's how it is. You know, if he asks you to get a cup of coffee for him, you may not like it, but you get him the coffee. Well, the way an oni relates to a rich person. A Talmud l'Rambo, even a Talmud to a Rav. Now, the Chavis Halvavos is going to describe in the third section the way we, the admirable Kniya, the first Kniya of a person with a low self-image is a detestable Kniya. The second category is not detestable, it's not bad, but we wouldn't, it's not laudatory, it's situational. So, you know, that's the way it is. That's reality. So he includes even the Talmud l'Rambo. Now, I'm speaking out. The third category is the Kniya a person feels towards Hashem, where he feels good about himself, and he knows his capabilities, and he knows it. And then he says, you know, but it's all Hashem, I'm really nothing. It's not from me, it's not coming from me. So then, now, a Talmud to a Rebbe, there is an aspect of Mora Rabcha Kamora Shammai. There is a way of relating to one's Rebbe, where the Rebbe is Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabbos Tamid Echachonim, even Kibbut Avayim, in a certain sense. So, he's not talking about that type of Kniya here, I'm assuming. That would be in the third category. It would be laudatory. It would be a good thing. If you relate to your Rebbe in the context of Mora Rabcha Kamora Shemayim, and just like you stand in awe of the Rebbeinu Shalom, so if someone represents Torah and he teaches you the way, so you're like, you're just nichna to him because you feel, not because you need him. You see, the Chavis Halvavos in the second category is talking about Talmud L'Rabbo because you don't want to be kicked out of class. You want him to continue to teach you Torah. You need something, so you act the kniya in order to cement that relationship. That's what he means when he says Talmud l'Rabbo. But the ideal Talmud l'Rabbo is really a Mora Rabko Kamora Shamayim dynamic, and it seems to me that would Taka be in the third category. That wouldn't be in the second. Okay? Omit Nechiyav Hamutal Olav, maybe you owe somebody money and you can't pay it. So, you know, you better believe how you talk to the person that you owe money to. Be very careful not to upset him. Oh, he says, even the way you relate to a Rebbe that's teaching you Torah, okay, I'm sorry. When he just said Talmud the Rabbi, he could have meant an apprentice as well. Could have meant anybody that's teaching somebody something. Now, he's talking about even a Rebbe in Torah. Omachmas Yidiyoso as Chulshoso. If a person recognizes that he's lacking knowledge, he doesn't know halachas, he doesn't know hadracha, hashbafa, so he has a Rebbe in that. And he acts towards that Rebbe a certain way. But again, so he means as a practical matter, because he wants to maintain the relationship of being a Rebbe. So he recognizes his own weakness, the yediyas hamusar, maybe l'chay olam hazeh. Rather, it helps you in olam hazeh too. Olam haba. The I yediyoso shvilei hahadracha. And, you know, you need hadracha. And you recognize that you have a Rebbe that has to give you hadracha. V'chasher tasig yodo. So when you have a relationship, you're able to form a relationship as Navi Doro, the Navi of the Dor. He ended up with a relationship with Shmuel HaNavi. Elisha ended up with a relationship with Eliyahu HaNavi. Or Moritz Tzedek, where he becomes one of Rav Eliyashiv's people. He's in the court. He's in the in crowd there. Or Matif Ladarke Hayosher, or any Madrich. So Mashbil Atzmo Lefona V'nichnalo. So he puts that in the second category. Because he's talking about a person that acts that way because of the situation. He wants to maintain that relationship. So he knows he has to act a certain way. So even though there's nothing here, there's certainly nothing wrong with it. And it's maybe even better than the debtor who owes money to the creditor. But it's still not... It's not a midah. You didn't develop the trait. It's still just a normal reaction to the situation. And it's even practical. Like, you're acting a certain way because you want to maintain the relationship, because you have something to gain. So even though he's not condemning it, Chas v'Shalom, and you should act that way. And then he brings down the famous Chazal, Kamo Shemur, Kad Menenu Aleyam HaShalom, Gadol HaShimush Yosu Milimuda, Shenemar Po Elisha Ben Shavar HaShay Yotzak Mayim HaGadei Eliyo. Of course, when you're Nichna to a Rebbe, then you mevatel yourself more, and you'll be more open to get from him, to absorb from him, to learn from him. If you're always... If you're smart alecky and you're always questioning what the Rebbe says, and you're always second guessing what the Rebbe says, so you won't learn anything from him. So Gadol Shibush Yosu Milimuda, if your degree of bittul to the Rebbe is even beyond the learning, but it's even in hachna, you act like a yotzak mayim. You wash his hands, you bring him his coffee, you mishamish him. So that's... It's great, but it's not, you didn't work on your midos. You're going to walk out of there, as I say, you're going to step on people. You're not talking about a person who has become a more humble person. He could use it as a stepping stone, he can use it as a stimulant, so to speak, to become humble. That's what we'll learn in the third parent. It's Hashem, that people should use superficial situations of hachna'ah. We're going to learn even if a person, chalila, gets sick. person could be on top of the world 1 minute, and he gets a call from the doctor, because I saw a spot on the x-ray. All of a sudden, he walks in the street, he's a different person. It's magic. Nothing happened, he's still the same, he could be the same big shot he was a minute ago. He could still talk to people, talk down to people, feel superior to people. All of a sudden, there's a spot, chalila, on his lung. His whole, you see it, his whole lifestyle changes. All of a sudden, he's like, so there also, he didn't work on his midah. He just became that way because of the situation. But we're going to see in the third parak that the Chavis Halvavus says to use these things as a stepping stone, as practice, as a stimulant. So here also, when he's describing the natural kniya that a creditor, that a debtor feels towards his creditor when he owes him money, or that a prisoner feels towards his captor, or that a Talmud feels towards his Rebbe, because he wants to get from him, he wants to... So he says that it's a stepping stone, but meanwhile, it's not so, that's not the kniya we're talking about. That's not shar hakniya. And the biggest raya, as he said, because he's going to walk out of the room, you'll see he's going to act with arrogance to everybody, to other people. When he's not in this situation, you'll see he didn't change. So therefore, and as you bring that, Mishosi Shubinanar, the Yomer HaChochem al Kal HaHamonim ve'Eved Evil L'Chacham Lev. You want to have the relationship, you want this person to be your Rebbe, so you act a certain way. V'Chelek HaZeh Michelke HaKmiya Afal Pishu Chiyuvei B'Teva. Even though it's natural and it's appropriate and it's correct and it's part of the Bria just about, but Ein Zeh Min HaMailos HaChashuvos Behechlet. He wasn't kind of the midah of kniya. You know, that Neshainu Kol is called B'nai Adam. He hasn't changed. He hasn't become a bigger anav. He hasn't developed that midah in him. You see, it's not all encompassing to other people. It's very situational. It's limited to the situation. Ki ha'asir, this prisoner, Kasher mishtachrer rima asaro, when he goes free. Ha'evet kasher porek ulo, ubal hachoyet kasher porek achovo, when he pays up his loan, v'hatalmud kishenu etzel rabo, he walks out of that room. Chalila, he should meet a person that says, maybe he can get me in. Well, who do you think you are? V'ha'oni, get online. V'ha'oni kishenu zoko klumah shebidei b'nei odom. Einam chayovim, he means einam chayovim means it's not, it doesn't follow, it doesn't happen, that they're necessarily nichna ulahashpul atzmam lufneihem. You don't find that. Now they could use it that way. That's what Perek Gimel will develop, that idea, that if a person's in such a situation where he's nichna because of the situation, he should use it to develop and to practice and to see what it means and to indeed work on his midah. But that's going to be in Perek Gimel, how a person should use it. But here he's just describing it, and he's saying, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about V'chelek HaShlishi. The third is not even legabe people. Very yesodistic. The primary kniya, anova. This is anova, is an anova because of in your relationship to Hashem. You're omed lefnei hamelech, like it says in the beginning in Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph. Hashem, you're always in the presence of Hashem, and that's an overwhelming thought. And you realize that you owe everything to Hashem, and that you're nothing. Everything you have, all your milas, and all these things that are really good about you, and you feel good about them, and then but it's not self. It didn't come from yourself; it came from Hashem, and Hashem is. And you try to do what the Rambam says. You're thinking about the godliness of Hashem, the omniscience of Hashem, the omnipotence of Hashem, how you, a person is, besides the fact that everything he has is from Hashem, or not besides, but part of that is the puniness of man, the insignificance of a person. You just think of a person, you think of the globe, and then you think of the universe, and you think of the cosmos, and you think of all the galaxies, and you think of one person, and then you think of a miracle, like, right, and it's all ain't so, it's no dinyan. So you feel puny, and then you feel you're omed. So the Chavzalvodis's dynamic is that you'll start acting differently. It's also situational now. That person that develops that hachno'a, because he's always omid, because he's omid l'fnei Hashem, so he's always omid l'fnei Hashem, and that'll make its way into his heart, into his soul, into his midah. He won't feel a sense of entitlement, he won't feel a sense of superiority, and that'll already translate memela l'gabei other people. It just will, because it's objective, it's not situational, it's not subjective to the situation, it's a development of his attitude towards his whole existence, towards his whole being, without falling into the trap of the first category of, I can't do anything, I'm not capable, I'm no good, I'm guilty, I'm not a good person, without falling into that trap. I'm everything, but Hashem's around. So that's V'chiyuva kol el es kol b'nei ha'adam. It's the reality that it creates will already have its effect l'gabi all people, because it'll be a development of who I am and what I am objectively, and it'll create a kniya b'chol mokum b'chol zman. A person that feels nichna towards Hashem, so he's not going to like walk out of shul and be arrogant. First of all, he's always l'fnei Hashem. Imagine, like I said last week, imagine a mushel, just a mushel, even just this aspect of it. You're standing in front of the melech, you're standing in front of a person you waited for 6 months for an appointment, and then you're finally standing in front, and you need a favor from them, even if it's situational. And then someone else walks into there, not you walked out of the room, but you're standing there, and you're presenting your case, you're presenting your request, and all of a sudden someone comes by and by accident steps on your foot. So you're not going to react the way you would react if you'd be out of the room. You just won't, because in this matzav, when you're in the kniya mode and you're feeling small and needy and you need that figure that you're talking to, you're not going to... Okay, just leave me alone. Like, it's okay, it's fine, no problem. You're not going to feel... You're not going to then... Because you're feeling insignificant then, at that time. So first of all, there's that aspect of Hashem, that Hashem is always around. So if you're nichna to Hashem, this could be one way of understanding what the Chavis Alvodis is saying. But I hold it's deeper, but let me first express it this way. You're always standing in front of Hashem. So it's like the situation is so all-encompassing and so ever-present that you can't call it situational anymore. The situation is always there, but it really goes deeper than that. That's a superficial way. I think it's a superficial way of understanding the Chavis Alvodis. He means it's by definition it's objective, because it defines your whole mahus. It defines who you are. So it's not really the situational. It's your relationship to Hashem is defining your whole being, whole existence. So it memela will carry through to any relationship you have. Once you develop a kniya towards Hashem, so it's not just, okay, and Hashem is always around, so you're always standing in front of Hashem. It's so that's who I am. I'm not someone that is, I'm not a superior person. I'm not superior to anyone. I have my milus, and I have what I can do, but that's bottled to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I'm not superior to anyone. No superiority over anybody because I'm really nothing. Everything I have is a gift from Hashem. The lon is kavanu b'shar hazeh, and that's what this shara is talking about. An onav, the Chavis Halvavis's world, an onav is an onav to Hashem. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the onav mikol adam, because Moshe Rabbeinu had an insight into the Ribbono Shel Olam, surpassing anyone's insight. Moshe Rabbeinu was deeper el Hashem ponim el ponim. He knew Hashem with the memtes shari chochma, right? For the chaseyu miat me'elokim going on Moshe Rabbeinu. So of course he's going to be the onav mikol adam, because onav is lagabe Hashem, and he knew Hashem better than anyone else ever did or ever will. So it follows naturally he's going to be the onav mikol adam automatically. And it follows. It makes sense. It's matim that he should be the onav mikol adam. Because in the Chavis Halavos' worlds, that's where anava comes from. That's the base of anava. That's what anava means. Anava means lagabe Hashem. Once you have that, everything else is going to fall into place already. V'hanichna, and he says you find constant references throughout Tanakh to this midah. It's just, it's called different words. V'hanichna hu anikra b'kisvei hakodesh onav. V'yish Moshe onav mikol, mikol adam shal pnei adam. V'nivza be'enav, that's in Tehillim Tezvav. You have a lashon, you have very strong lashonis. He's going to go through different lashonis you have in Tanakh, in Tehillim Tezvav. You have nivza be'enav nimos. It means legabi Hashem is talking. Oh, Tezvav, I'm sorry. Holech tamim for tzedek. Nivza be'enav nimas. The tzanua. Where does it say tzanua? I don't know if I didn't write it down. Tzanua. The dako. Dako. The chay ruach. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ushfal ruach. Is also in Yeshaya. Veruach nishbora. That's also in Tilam and Nun Aleph. Right. Nuach nishbora. Leiv nishbor v'nitke. Lekim lo sivze. So ruach nishbora v'nitke. Verach levav. That's in Malachim, Unechei Ruach. That's in Yeshaya. I think that's maybe the Haftarah and Yom Kippur. We talk about Nechei Ruach. V'leiv Nishbor. People recognize that phrase. Leiv Nishbor v'nitke l'kim lo sivze. V'nefesh shocha, a lowly soul. So all you find all of these Lashonos, but Chas V'Shalom, it's not the first category. That's not a good midah. Bad midahs. But it's the way... It's like I was saying when I was learning Sunday night, I was learning Shara B'Tochen. So the Chavis Halvavos says that a very interesting thing. He says that an intrinsic necessary component of having B'Tochen is that Hashem will do things for us even if we don't deserve them. And it's not just... It's not an addendum. He puts it into the very definite. You can't have bitachon if you don't develop the feeling, the knowledge, I should say the knowledge, that Hashem does things for us, b'chesed uv'rachamim, even if it's undeserved. So I was saying that, because people really always feel undeserving. It's certainly going to spoil our bitachon because we grow up, like, because people naturally feel undeserving. And I went off on a tangent. I started that thing about that, and then, and then I said, because everything Hashem does is chesed, because we don't deserve to exist. It's like if you go back to our very being, our very existence. So if it has to be that Hashem does things for us, even if we don't deserve it, because when you start the whole shebang. We don't deserve to have been created, right? We can't deserve to have been created. So that's an act of chesed right there. That sets the tone. Life is undeserved. You don't deserve it. How can you deserve it? You didn't exist yet. So then, so one lady, here I'm making fun of, like, you know, I'm not making fun, but people grow up with, everybody has an aspect of low self-esteem. Everybody has, that's what I was mentioning, that really everybody, maybe it's because I'll say most people grow up with a barrage of criticism from the parents. Like, so people, like, they always feel like they're not worthy. And probably it has to do with the way our parents talk to us, and the way we probably talk to our children if we're not careful. There's always, we order them around, criticize. But, says him, but the Gabi Hashem, you are supposed to feel that way. That's the point I'm coming to. In other words, even though that's not a good thing, so, and this is really what we're learning in Shara Kniya, it's not a good thing to feel unworthy, to feel that you always deserve criticism, to feel that you're not up to snuff, that to feel, I don't deserve some of that. It's not a good feeling. Look, I mean, the Eibishter, it is a good feeling, and it's, first of all, because it's true, and that's how you're supposed to feel, Gabi the Eibishter. That everything's a chesed, everything's a rachamim, and you have no demands of Hashem. You have no right to have any demands. He brought us into existence. So that's really echoed here in Shara Kniya. He's saying that. That it's not good to feel unworthy. Not Gabi Hashem, I'm talking about Gabi your relationship with people, when he talks about the first paragraph. Don't feel unworthy. Don't feel low. Be a mensch. Hashem created you. Wants you to accomplish, wants you to do. He gave you capabilities. He made sure you have the capabilities you need to fulfill your purpose in life. Don't feel bad because you can't do X, Y, Z. Feel good that you can do A, B, C. And be sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the abilities to do whatever you're supposed to do with your life. So feel good. Then you take that whole feeling good and you're nichna to Hashem. To Hashem, taka, nothing. You melt into nothingness. You should. That's the Shara Kniya. And that's why you have these Lashonos, Nivza, Ve'enov, Tsanua, Daka. You just told me in the first thing that it's terrible if you Nivza, Ve'enov. That's a horrible, horrible thing. It's horrible if it's not Legabi Hashem. But if it's Legabi Hashem, sure you should feel. Anochi Solaz Velo Ish, David HaMelech says. I'm like a worm, lowly. Legabi Hashem. Then you develop. The mele you act the way you should act towards people, and your relationship to people will be not one of superiority, but you'll feel equality. You'll feel everyone's equal to you. You won't have tainus to people. You don't have any expectations. The famous Rambam, right? The person said, "I reached the peak of anova." I don't know if that's a mixed metaphor. The peak of anova. I reached the depths of anova. Right? The famous Rambam. The person urinated on him, and I didn't get angry. Right? The person describes he was in the hold of a ship, and he fell asleep, and then it turns out someone urinated on him, and I didn't mind. So I talked about this once in shul. We sent that person right to a psychiatrist. What do you mean you didn't mind? What's the matter with you? Are you a mensch? So the Rambam is not talking about low self-esteem. The Rambam means, I didn't mind, I didn't feel that I deserve better. It could be, you react. In other words, maybe, could be the person should have, could have, and even did react the way he would have reacted if the person would have urinated on someone else. But not because he did something to me that I don't deserve. I deserve better than that. There's no entitlements. You don't deserve in this world. You don't deserve anything. You don't deserve. I mean, what he did was terrible, horrible. Certainly you should react. But you should react the same way you would react if he did it to someone else. And you saw it happening. So you would react the same way. But not because you are chashuv and you don't deserve that this should happen. That's what the Rambam means. So that's what, but that's It sounds funny. That's not a person with low self-esteem. The Rambam is not talking about that. Yes, do it again. Hit me again. You know, I'm a terrible person. No, the Rambam just means that you don't have an entitlement that it shouldn't happen. You're not entitled to anything. Okay, so here also, you develop that by your relationship with Hashem. The Cholmash in Adabim Mekniyah B'Stam. Ain kavanosenu ela lechelik hazeh hashlishi shehu adarga hanayla bekniya. Sure, there's other kniyas in the world. There's inappropriate kniyas, section 1. Appropriate kniyas, but nothing to get excited about. That's section 2. But then there's section 3. This is the darga el yona bekniya. This is what a person should aspire to. Umishenikness lo, and someone who develops kniya to Hashem. Someone who develops a sense of nothingness towards Hashem, of non-entitlement to Hashem, ein rechoka mimeno derech hakriva l'Hashem. This person, like Moshe Rabbeinu, this person's gonna be able to get close to Hashem. So Hashem doesn't like Bali Kaifa. Someone who has a sense of self-worth, legabe Hashem. Someone who has a sense of entitlement, legabe Hashem. Someone who feels he has the right to anything, he's worth something, independent of Hashem's granting it to him. He can't get close to Hashem. He's going to make himself into an avodah zarah. If you want to get close to Hashem, bittul. You have to develop the sense that with nothing, everything we have is a present and a gift from Hashem. And then v'yikabel Hashem imenu ma'isav v'yirtza also. Ka'omro, and this is the deep meaning in the pasuk. We say this pasuk, maybe you're acquainted with this pasuk, but now you learn the Chayvus Halvavus, and wow, all of a sudden you have like a new insight. Zivche Elokim, the true carbon to Hashem, is Ruach Nishbara, is a broken Ruach. Leiv Nishbar, Benitke, Elokim Lo Sivze. You won't turn away, meaning the person will be able to, first we'll be able to come close to Hashem. Hashem welcomes that. You meld with Hashem, and that's then you're able to be bottled, to be bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with that sense of bittul. Okay, we'll stop here.